What I'd like to do now is to invite Andrea Clark to come up, and she's going to share some of her reflections on who Rahab is as she's been living with her story.
Before I said any of my comments, I just kind of wanted to tell you where I was coming from and just like the kind of point of view that I was processing this through. And I've been studying sociology at UMKC for a couple of years, and I'm going to be going to grad school there. And this past semester, I took a feminist theories course. And since school got out, I've been kind of trying to reconcile my feminism with my faith, because a lot of some feminist theory is very critical of religion, and not just in oppression of women within like the practice of religion, but just even in mythology and the creation of religion. So to be able to have this conversation in a community of faith is really important for me and one of my classmates who goes to the 11 o'clock service. So that's kind of like where I'm coming from with this series. But the first thing that jumped out to me was in the side notes of my Bible, when it talked about Rahab being a harlot, it made a side note that in Canaan, some harlots were actually priestesses, and that they actually had like a high reputation in their society. So that's also another reason of like why the king may have known who she was, because she may have been considered like a priestess, as opposed to harlots in Jewish law, that they couldn't marry Levites and they could actually be burned to death and all of this stuff. In Canaan culture, Rahab may have actually been like exalted because of her sexuality, and not because she was intelligent or because she was a good leader, but because of her sexuality. And it made me think about our own society and what status we give women. And I was thinking a lot about like within like mass media and contemporary society, the image portrayed of women still gives women, because of their appearance and sexuality, like those women have the highest status in our society. And even women that are successful in business or in the academy are still expected to live up to this image of sexuality and appearance that our culture considers appropriate. And that it just kind of like was a very real parallel for me in imagining her position in Canaanite society as a harlot being glorified because of her sexuality, and then our society that does the same thing to women. So that was just something like trying to imagine what her life was like. It was like a way that I could kind of make a connection to our society today. But then the other two points that really stood out to me were ones that Date talked about. The first being Rahab kind of acting like the head of household, and even just thinking the statement of like, me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Like, you always think of like I think of my dad at Promise Keepers, like standing up and saying that or something, you know? But for a woman, like a harlot Gentile woman, to stand up and make that statement is like a really big deal. And that ties into also like her statement of faith saying, you know, your God is like the one true God, like Yahweh is the true God. When a lot of Israelites didn't even get it and they doubted God like so much, even to the point that they weren't allowed to enter the promised land because of their unbelief. But then you have Rahab coming out with this statement of faith saying like, your God has given you the land, and like, I know it, and she doesn't doubt it. And you know, even saying, me and my family are going to serve your God, like, because I know this. And she also, like, her attitude reminded me of some of the other prophetesses in the Old Testament that would lead Israel into battle. Because after Rahab encounters the spies and they have their whole deal, they go back and tell Joshua, you know, they're totally freaked out by us, you know, like, they're faint-hearted or their hearts are melting with fear, and, you know, God has given us their land. And so then Joshua's like, okay, like, gets up the next day, and, like, they start moving. And so in a way, to me, she even almost acts like a prophet. And she actually fulfills some prophecies that were said earlier in the Old Testament about filling your enemies' hearts with fear and stuff like that. So to me, she's a really prophetic woman, even, in her statement of faith especially, because you think about the wise men and like some other people in the New Testament and just throughout the history of Israel, and outsiders sometimes having more faith than the people that are supposed to be the people of God, and just like having that as a challenge to us as well.